Hopefully my I said I hopefully I got all the waterworks done first service, so maybe I'll get through this a little better this time. So please bear with me if I tend to leak. So the general is with his troops in a foreign land, thousands of miles from home. The situation was grim. His men's lives were depending on him. Back home, the country followed their plight in the media daily. Would help arrive in time? Haven't we all been there? We're placed in a situation where we feel all eyes are upon us. Our situation is grim, and we don't know if help will arrive in time. How do we respond? This is a scenario I know something about. The past 15 months have been the hardest I've endured in my life, rivaled only by the loss of my first child. I felt like I've been in a foreign land. My reality has changed so dramatically. My troops are depending on me. Not only my three sons, but these Boy Scouts that you see among us today. And living in a small town, a small community, I felt the eyes of the community on us throughout this ordeal. Will help arrive in time? One of the sayings I've always held close to me is, God never gives us more than we can handle. My response to that this year has been, I wish he didn't have so much faith in me. God has seen me through this ordeal and continues to see me through the challenges life has in store for me. Over the course of our lives, it's common for us to look back and say, I haven't always felt close to God. Well, who moved? As we've been learning over the past few weeks through our faith series, God is always faithful, constant, and unwavering. When we are going through times of intense pressure, we often find ourselves being squeezed closer to God and away from God. Sometimes we feel like both are happening at the same time. We cry out, will help arrive in time? How does that help arrive? God could send a legion of angels to come to our rescue and take us to safety, but that's not his style. In the story of Abraham and Isaac, we learn that help came in the form of a goat provided for sacrifice. In Exodus, God provided that help by opening the Red Sea, providing water, sending manna and quail. Most often, God sends a friend to us who speaks words of encouragement, of love, of wisdom, of hope. A man was hiking up a mountain, and as he was looking over the beautiful view below, he slipped over the edge and fell. Well, he managed to grab a tree, and as he hung there on the side of the mountain, he cried out for help. He prayed to God, God, please save me. Then he heard this voice, let go. What? The man asked. I said, let go. Who are you? The man asked. I am God, the voice responded. Let go. Is there anybody else up there? How often do we ask for God's help just to ignore it once it comes? Let's check back in with our general.